Good evening, this is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley service. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Booneville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Booneville on Jackson Hill. This isn't a formal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Booneville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 16th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Booneville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member so we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.booneville.arc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered to mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KD2AIT, good evening.
KD2DFT.
Okay, we've got three. We got KD2DFT, KD2AIT. N2PFM. George, what's going on your way?
Well, good evening, Bob, and everybody on the net. We've got a temperature here of 73 degrees. We're warmer today than it was before, the other days. The temperature range today was 61 to 81. And then you got up to 89 at Wheelersack Airfield today from what I saw on the weather service. So, that's it. Everything's quiet here. I'm quietly putting things together and whatever, and getting more things in better order the way I want them, need them, and are more convenient and easier for me to use and look nicer. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73s and 2 PSM clear.
Okay, very good, George. Well, tell you, that temperature was up there today. You're right, and it was a bit on the sticky side, but I think, pardon me, tomorrow's going to be a little bit stickier, so we'll see how it goes. All right, well, you have a good evening, and see what Jeff's got for us, KD2AIT.
Well, good evening, it's KD2AIT. Good to hear George in there, and Pete, I guess you're up at camp. Good for you. You're up a day early, maybe, and that's what I'm doing. I'm up at camp a day early. I'm cheating a little bit. Not really. I worked last weekend, so actually I've worked the last 11 and a half days straight, so I needed some time off, and I told everybody so, and headed up here eventually. It was a long struggle to get here today. Anyway, we're up at camp. We got the place opened up here about 7 o'clock today, so there's still a little bit to do, but I pretty much got everything opened up. I'm here by myself until the kids can come up Saturday. So we have a whole pile of cut firewood to split, and it's got to get done because next weekend we have father-son weekend up here, which is always a good time. The boys invite up some of their friends and their dads, and we have a good time up here. We go for a long hike in the morning and usually do some fishing and swimming and stuff, and then we come back and we do some shooting, and at that point usually the dads want to kind of retire a little bit and maybe a little nap, and then we pick up the night with some good food, good music, and good times. So Anyway, up here tonight, up here for the till Sunday. Had an interesting day today. I had one of those karma moments. I can't go into a lot of details, but let's just say I walked into some place and the wrong karma was passed my way, and I reacted the right way, apparently, because by the time I got back here to camp, it was repaid to me. Let's put it that way. I came into camp today, and I got everything unloaded, and I looked over at my bed, and I realized I forgot the sheets, I forgot the pillow covers, and a few other things. I had just left because I was in a rush. And I got digging through this box that my aunt gave me, and you know, I found some of the most comfortable cotton sheets and pillowcases and everything else I didn't even realize I had. Got the whole place set up nice. And then I broke out the new phone, which I just got this week. I had no idea if it's going to work up here or not, because I don't know if I explained the system up here, but we got a big cell phone extender up here on a little bit of a tower, trying to reach the nearest cell phone towers just so we can get some kind of signal. And you know what? I'm getting about 2 or 3 bars of 4G up here. We're able to actually watch Netflix right here up at camp. So everything seemed to turn out rosy in the end anyway, eventually. So having a good time. Got a lot of wood to split tomorrow, and I'm not looking forward to that, but I want to get up early before the sun rises, and maybe around noon, heat of the day, somewhere in there, go down and pollute the Black River by diving my dirty body into it. And anyway, hope to see everybody here on the net tomorrow night. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff. Well, it sounds like you had a very interesting day, and I'm glad you got time off a little bit to get out and enjoy it. I'll tell you what, sometimes work just gets a little bit too closed in on you, and I know that feeling myself, and I'm retired, but I have more work now than I ever did probably when I was working. Anyway, enjoy it. I'm glad you found those extra sheets. It always makes sleeping a little bit more comfortable, and well, when everybody gets up there, you'll be able to enjoy it. We'll take a little
Well, good evening, everybody. It's nice to hear everybody on the net tonight, and I was actually pulling off in the truck, and I didn't hear anything on the net, didn't know if it was late, and I was going to put a call out just to see if anybody was on the air. Last night, I don't think there was a net, but I checked into one of the traffic nets and said hello. That was about it. Jeff seems like he's got an exciting day. He's I don't know how you're going to sleep, Jeff. It's like you're ready to run a marathon, so here everything's going well, and I'm going to walk over to my truck. I'm getting a dead battery signal. Today up at camp, sun cut the grass, did some work around the cabin, and did a little communicating on one of the local repeaters. Stand by, please.
Okay, I think it faded away on you, Pete. Either that or signal dropped out. Well, glad you were able to check in, and yeah, I got to the net late tonight. I just got in. I would imagine people detected I was a bit out of breath. On top of that, I barefoot, and I kicked a bench I got here at the bottom of the all the rigs, and boy, I thought for a minute I broke my toe, but I didn't. Everything's okay now. Well, Pete, I hope you get your battery charged back up again, and maybe you can pop in for a second or two later on. All right, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for additional check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, Ray, how's your day today? I hope you had a good one. I hope you stayed fairly cool. It was a little sticky and a bit warm, to say the least.
Yeah, we changed some wheel bearings and did a bunch of oil changes and sent 2 tires out today. It was the big part of the day. And I had dinner and ice cream down at Cuda, and now we're watching the Yankees game. 75 degrees up on the hill here, so it's cooling off halfway decent. Got the fan on and got a nice cool breeze coming in the back window.
Yeah, roger on that, Ray. I'll tell you what, without the fans, it would be a little bit on the still side. I've got an overhead fan going here, and we've got the same thing. We got 75 degrees right now, and a little breeze coming through the window, so it helps keep things cool. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. Glad you did, Ray, and I hope you get a little R&R time now. Sounds like you had quite a day of work, and always makes you feel good when things accomplish the way you want. All right, this is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-ins. Well, my day today was absolutely crazy. I had so much going on, I hardly could keep up with it. I had pavers coming to do the driveway. They got tied up. They didn't get here till 3. Had another man bringing an engine to me for a project for him, and then I had someone else with other things going on, and just time occupied and trying to get free to get everything accomplished and done the way I wanted, and it finally wrapped up about 7:30 tonight. So it was a long day, a warm day, and my body was completely tired. It still is, but soon to rest. So with that, let's see if there's anyone else care to check in. This is N5AOW. Okay, there is a station there trying to check in. It was pretty scratchy. Try it again. Maybe you can get a little better signal or spot.
KCSE.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, see, we're able to get back in there again. Battery okay, or were you able to change it or get it charged?
Well, I changed to another portable. I'm trying to reach to you. I'm trying to get you on my mobile. And apparently the light is it's on, but the radio doesn't go off, it doesn't go on, it doesn't transmit, so it might be locked up. I'll have to bring it home and get it on the computer. But just wanted to say hello to Jeff, and I work slow, and I'll get you those pictures of the cabin one day, but I'm not very literate on emails and things like that and sending things out, but I'll get them to you and I'll check out your zero as well. But with that, and I hope to catch you again in a couple of weeks. I'll be going home tomorrow. 73's everybody, KD2 DFT.
Have a good trip there, Pete. KD2 AIT.
Okay, very good. I was glad Pete was able to get back on there again and get back with Jeff for a minute. All right, I'll make a final call. This is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the repeater and the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Ray, Pete, Jeff, and George for checking in this evening. Everyone have a fine evening and fine weekend. 7-3 to all. N5AOW clear.
KOJ for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Oxfam. Currently on the 145-17, stations for Oxfam. Come now, please. Roof, TB2KOJA for Octane.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2MBU, hi Ray, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octane? KB2KOJA for Octane.
This is KD2DFT. The name here is Pete, no traffic.
Can you give me that call again, please, a little bit slower?
Kilo Delta 2, Delta Foxtrot Delta. KD2DFT. The name here is Pete. Good evening.
Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot, wait a minute here. Hang on just a minute. You got, I'm kind of confused here. Hang on a minute. Give it to me again, Pete. Kilo Delta 2. Just give me the last part of it phonetically, please.
Delta, Foxtrot, Delta.
Okay, I got you now. Kilo Delta 2, Delta, Foxtrot, Delta. Good evening, Pete. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. And good to hear you. Anyone else for Octane? Final call for Octane, four stations, with or without traffic. Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. I do appreciate it. And I'll say 7-3 to all, and hope to hear everyone tomorrow night. KB2KOJA, Claire, and 7-3 all. KB2KOJA out.
KD2AIT, good evening. No traffic.
KD2AIT, hi Jeff. Thank you for checking in. I do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octane? Okay, nothing else heard. I want to say 7-3 all. KB2KOJA. Thanks everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. 7-3 to all. KB2KOJA, sir.